After 7 years on Alaska's emergency system for towing stranded vessels away from shore is finally complete, a new dedicated buoy for disabled ships got its first full-scale test during an annual drill this week. KUCB's Annie Ropeek has the story.
For tugboat captain Leonardo Asayama-Lucena, conditions don't get much better than this. Clear skies, calm seas, and next to no wind.
This is the best case scenario. The weather is perfect. The boats aren't drifting, you know, around too much. It's not going to get any easier.
A real-life rescue might happen at night or in a storm, but this morning is just a drill. The first one Lucena and his tugboat, the James Dunlap, have been a part of.
It definitely breaks the monotony of our daily routine that we usually have, and I'm actually glad we're doing it because in the event of an actual emergency, you know, practice makes perfect, so we could all use this practice.
The Dunlap is going to use Unalaska's equipment to help the Coast Guard tow a fake stranded vessel to safety. The 277-foot freighter Sea Trader is acting as the disabled ship. It's supposed to end up at Unalaska's new emergency mooring buoy, which has been in place since late 2012, but wasn't ready for a major test until now.
Sea Trader Alex Haley just got word Hilo should be airborne in about 5 to 10 mics.
That's the Coast Guard cutter Alex Haley talking to the Sea Trader on the tugboat's radio. All three vessels are sitting out in Unalaska Bay, getting ready to start the drill. The Alex Haley's helicopter has to drop the emergency tow package onto the Sea Trader, then the freighter will use it to link up with the cutter. It's a tight fit, but the helicopter sticks the delivery. The Sea Trader's crew starts working on connecting to the cutter, and that's Captain Lucena's cue to wake up his deckhands.
Hey, John, if you wouldn't mind, once they get their eyes open and coffee down the hatch, have them come up here and we'll all have a little meeting.
In a real situation, the Coast Guard would tow the disabled ship to the Dunlap. Then the tug would hook on and take the vessel to the mooring buoy. The Coast Guard's just practicing setting up its tow line today, but the Dunlap will be doing the real thing. Adam Downing is a deckhand on the tug. He's glad for the chance to try out the emergency system.
I mean, it'd be crazy not to have one of these, I think. You know, if anything happens like that, you get those big ships out there, you know, you're asking for a catastrophe, I'd say.
And as growing industries bring more ship traffic to the Aleutians, that risk is on the rise, and so is the need for practice. Today, Captain Lucena and his crew will try out a tool they haven't used before. It's Unalaska's line gun, a rifle for shooting a tow line to another ship.
We'll just take our time. I'm going to position ourselves basically like this, but closer, off the starboard bow of the Sea Trader, using the wind to help us shoot it over the bow. You can see we got lots of room. Don't aim for the house.
With the Coast Guard out of the way, the tugboat sounds its horn to let everyone know the shot is coming. The tow line sails over the Sea Trader and drops onto its deck. Now the freighter can tie onto the tug, and together they can head for the mooring buoy. It's floating offshore like a big plug in a bathtub drain. Lucena explains that it gives disabled ships a safe place to await repairs.
So they would hang out there on this long tow line to the buoy, and they can spin around the buoy in deep water and not have to worry about going around. And when the weather subsided, if they still weren't able to get underway on their own power, they would just attach themselves directly to the mooring buoy, and we'd take the tow line away.
Even in the best conditions, though, things can still go wrong. When the ships get to the buoy, they find a soggy mooring line that's a little tough to wrangle. But in the end, they get the Sea Trader tethered, and for Lucena, the drill is a success.
Especially for me, this being my first time, I learned a lot, you know, and I can now pass that on. And familiarity, I think, knowing what you're to expect when you get into this, makes it quicker and just gives you that much better level of safety.
And all those lessons will go to make the buoy and the whole towing system better in the future, whether for a real emergency or just next year's drill. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.